welcome to the second video in our series about how to use Skype Meeting Broadcast. This video will show you how to customize your event by adding Skype Meeting plugins like a Yammer feed, the Question Answer Manager, or a Bing Pulse, so your audience can participate during the event and you can gauge their involvement and satisfaction. First, let's add a Yammer feed to a Skype Meeting Broadcast. A Yammer feed helps attendees participate by asking questions and posting comments. Presenters and other participants can read the posts as they come in and respond to them in real time. This also allows for a more dynamic meeting. The Yammer feed can alert a presenter when clarification is needed, so they can elaborate on the topic at hand before moving on to the next agenda item. Before adding a Yammer feed to your Skype Meeting Broadcast, make sure the Yammer group you're connecting to the meeting is an open group or has the same security group as the one you used to invite the attendees to the broadcast. So, how do you actually add a Yammer feed to your broadcast? First, in a new browser window or tab, open the Yammer group you want to include. Now, in the browser address bar, look for the group ID at the very end of the URL. It's the number that follows feed ID equals. Make a note of that ID. You also need to make a note of the Yammer network name, which appears in the URL right after yammer.com. Now, let's set up our Yammer feed in our broadcast. Go back to the Skype Meeting Broadcast event portal and tap or click the meeting event you want to customize. This loads the meeting summary page. At the top of the screen, tap or click Customize to load the Attendee Page Settings page. You can also open the page with the Customize link in the Attendee Page Settings section. You can display plugins below or to the right of the meeting broadcast. Decide where you want the Yammer feed to be displayed on the screen during your broadcast, and then tap or click Right Panel App or Lower Panel App. Now, with the Select an App window, tap or click Yammer, and then tap or click Select to load the Audience Participation Apps page. In the Yammer Group ID box, type or paste the ID of the Yammer group that you copied from the Yammer Pages address bar earlier. If you want to kick things off in the Yammer conversation, you can type some prompt text, such as, "What did you think of the opening video?" Type or paste the Yammer network name as well, and then, in the upper right corner of the page, tap or click Done. This returns you to the meeting summary, and when your broadcast takes place, attendees will see the Yammer feed next to the broadcast window in the position you chose. Now let's look at how you can use Bing Pulse in your Skype Meeting Broadcast. Bing Pulse is a voting app that allows meeting attendees to participate in the event in real time. It can help keep them engaged and give organisers up-to-date information about how event information is being received. With Bing Pulse, organisers can post questions that attendees respond to via their computer or mobile device. Response data is available immediately, so organisers can see trends and make changes to meeting content on the fly. To add a Bing Pulse to your Skype Meeting Broadcast, you need a Bing Pulse account. It's free and only takes a few minutes to create. Once you've set up your account, you need to create the Bing Pulse you want to add to your Skype Meeting Broadcast. For more information about Bing Pulse and detailed instructions, you can visit bingpulse.com. Each Pulse has a Pulse account and a Pulse ID, which you can find by opening your Pulse in the Bing Pulse dashboard. Look at the URL next to Event link. The ID is the last section of the URL, in this case, Demo. And the account is the section of the URL before that, in this case, Skype Broadcast Demo. Make a note of the account and ID for your Pulse, because you'll need them as you set up the Bing Pulse customization within your Skype Meeting Broadcast. Now let's see how to add an existing Bing Pulse to your Skype Meeting Broadcast. Once again, tap or click the meeting on the All Meetings page to go to the meeting summary. Now tap or click Customize to go to the Attendee Page Settings page. As before, choose whether you want the Bing Pulse window to be displayed to the right of the video or underneath it. Note that if you add a Yammer feed and a Bing Pulse to the same broadcast, you have to put one in each position. They can't both go in the same place. Now make sure that Bing Pulse is selected, and then tap or click Select. Now you need to type or paste the Pulse ID and Pulse account information that you gathered earlier. When you're finished, tap or click Done. This returns you to the meeting summary, and when your broadcast takes place, attendees will see your Bing Pulse next to the broadcast window in the position you chose. So, now you know how to schedule and customise your Skype meeting broadcast. The next step is to watch the Managing Your Skype Meeting Broadcast video, so you know precisely what to do on the day of your broadcast. Thank you for watching.